This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Savor, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Anna Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today we have an episode for you about Mountain Dew.
Oh, dear. Yes. Before I explain my oh dear,
okay.
Was there any reason this was on your mind?
We had not done an episode about a brand in a while, and so I was sort of just Googling, like, the word brands.
Okay. Yes.
Which turns up, like, really interesting listicles if you're a certain type of human person, which probably many of you are. I was like, oh no, Mountain Dew. And it turns out that 2024 is the 20-year Baja-versary, so how could I say no?
And to you, Lauren. Yes, how could you say no? Okay, so we're going to get into this in the outline, but Mountain Dew has a pretty bombastic impression that they put upon people in their ads and everything. And people can write in. My friends can tell me otherwise. I'm pretty sure I've never had it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because sibling rivalry, y'all. My older brother loved it. We had a combative relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I purposefully did not like it because he loved it.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And I even spouted some debunked rumors about Mountain Dew to him.
Okay. All right. I think we're going to get into a few of those in a little bit here. Yeah.
Yeah. There are a couple. And then when I was in a senior in high school, somewhere in high school, I gave up soda. I stopped drinking soda drinks. So I feel like I just missed
your window. Lifetime window. It's gone now. You couldn't possibly take a sip of it later.
Yes. And as I've said, I do drink mixed drinks, like with alcohol, but I don't think anything I would seek out now would have Mountain Dew in it. I could be wrong.
I have seen a lot of cocktail recipes during my reading adventures over the past 24 hours. So
that's true. And speaking of, okay, first of all, not a sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps obviously, but good to say out loud. Yep.
Yes, but there was a recent alcoholic version of Mountain Dew that made a really big news splash. Like, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
Which I know we're going to get into a bit later, mm-hmm. but as far as I know, I haven't had it.
I have a number of times. I think it was physically impossible. It's a physical impossibility to have been like a gamer in the early 2000s and to have not consumed Mountain Dew at some point. I like, you know, like I was really into comic books and web forums and Xbox and Halo. And I, you know, you just, a thing that you did in the early 2000s when you had those hobbies was eventually someone would serve you a glass of Mountain Dew. And
wow.
I don't really have much of an opinion about it, to be honest. I don't drink sugared sodas anymore because I shouldn't have that sugar. Like you would have to deal with me if I had that much sugar. But it's fine. I don't think I've had any of the alternate flavors, and now I'm really curious about a few of those. I have had a Baja Blast.
Well, good. In the Baja versary year, I'm glad to hear. Well, we're going to be talking about some of those flavors. I would also say you can see our past episodes on soda, on whiskey, actually.
Sure.
Moonshine.
Yeah. Moonshine, sure. Bourbon. And I guess some of our other brand-related episodes might vaguely tie in here. Just in terms of vibe.
Yes. Mountain Dew is definitely a vibe.
No, my heck it is. And I suppose that brings us to our question.
Yes, I think it does. Mountain Dew. What is it?
Well, Mountain Dew is a brand focusing on soft drinks that currently comes in a range of bright colors and fruity flavors, though the original and or classic flavor is sort of like lemon-lime orangey and yellow-green in color. These drinks are typically caffeinated, which is a little unusual for fruit-flavored sodas. The brand is currently owned by PepsiCo, and it's just a marketing powerhouse that co-brands with lots of other PepsiCo properties like snack foods and restaurants, plus with like sporting and gaming brands. The aforementioned vibe is very bold and in your face. In a sort of goofily earnest, youthful way, it's very serious about how unserious it is. It's like if the color of cocktail cherries were a brand. It's like if your favorite loud kid, the one who gets louder the more excited they are until they are screaming at you about dinosaurs. It's like if that kid was given completely free rein to design a soda brand. And drinking Mountain Dew is like living in that kid's head for the length of a soda. It is fun in a weirdly intense way.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're saying yes as though you know. Yeah. we're going to have to get you a sip of Mountain Dew at some point here. And I do want to note, because this is a subject that's very personal to me, I am not making fun of that loud kid. I'm certainly not trying to talk down about any kind of neurodivergence or like mental spiciness, right? Like I am that kid. And most of my friends are too. So.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Mountain Dew, though. All right. Flavors. The ones that are pretty widely available right now are that classic lemon-lime orange, Code Red, which is cherry, Voltage, which is raspberry citrus, Spark, which is raspberry lemonade, Major Melon, a watermelon, Live Wire, orange, and Baja Blast, a tropical lime. Some flavors also come in alternative varieties like diet, zero sugar, or real sugar. And there are also limited time flavors. Right now, for the aforementioned 20-year Baja Versary, they're offering Baja Laguna Lemonade and Baja Point Break Punch, which are mango lemonade and fruit punch flavored, respectively. I can't see the words Point Break without thinking of the film, which always makes me giggle. So that's just how I feel. I'm like really telling my age in this episode. This is great. Other recent or possibly still available flavors include Baja Passion Fruit, Baja Caribbean Splash, which is guava, Pitch Black, which is a dark citrus punch, which I think means that it has grape in it, Whiteout, a yuzu lemongrass, Maui Burst, a pineapple, Thrashed Apple, which I think is self-explanatory, Purple Thunder, which is a berry punch, Overdrive, a citrus punch, Frostbite, I don't know, man, it has a shark on it, and Citrus Cherry, which probably has name envy for all of these other products.
Wow.
Yeah.
Intense.
Yeah, intense, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Several of these are exclusive to particular chain stores like Walmart or Circle K. The brand also has a line of energy drinks called Mountain Dew Kickstart in flavors like Black Cherry, Fruit Punch, Midnight Grape, Orange Citrus, which I love. It's not just citrus. Yeah. It's not just orange. It's orange citrus. Let's anyway. Pineapple, mm-hmm. Orange Mango, and Strawberry Startup. And because SodaStream is owned by PepsiCo, there are Mountain Dew flavored syrup concentrates on the consumer market now as well. They have so many marketing tie-ins. Right now, they're doing promotions with Xbox. You can get digital stuff by redeeming codes printed on the insides of the bottle caps. They've also, in various times, partnered with streetwear brands, with bands, with the NBA, with Star Wars. There was a 7-Eleven Darth Dew Slurpee that was released surrounding Revenge of the Sith.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
Do it.
You know, you know. hard to resist, hard to resist.
And I do want to say here, I couldn't really find a better place for this note, that because of the type of pop culture product Mountain Dew is and the type of ubiquity it has in the American consumer consciousness, and it really does. I'm curious to hear from people outside the States what y'all's experience, if any, with this brand is. But there are a lot of weird urban legends surrounding Mountain Dew. For example, like, okay, just I need to tell you that you cannot use just hydrogen peroxide in order to make Mountain Dew into a glow stick. You can't do that. That's not, you can pour a glow stick into Mountain Dew to make it into a glow stick, but you shouldn't drink that because there's broken glass in those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That was a thing from the 20-aughts. That was a thing. In another example, there was this misreported science rumor that sucralose, which is an artificial sweetener, can break down DNA. So there was a run of news stories about this one lady in Florida who poured Diet Mountain Dew over herself to attempt to foil murder investigators who were trying to question her about a recent murder.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. That won't work. Also, don't murder people, perhaps more importantly.
Yeah.
Two morals of that story, yes. There's another misunderstood science thing that's led to a rumor that drinking Mountain Dew will lower your sperm count because of all the caffeine and yellow dye number 5 that it contains. Don't worry. Mountain Dew will not affect your fertility, unless the sugar content in it leads to other health issues that affect fertility.
That was definitely the one I...
That's what I figured.
At my brother. I feel bad. I should apologize.
No.
I was young, but also I shouldn't have done it. Well, I guess that leads us into our next thing. What about the nutrition?
Sugar, the amount of sugar that's in sodas is a treat. Treats are nice. It does have, like, about half again is more caffeine as most colas. So, you know, watch out for that if you're caffeine sensitive. I don't know, man, drink responsibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do have some numbers for you.
We do. In 2022, YouTube personality Badlands, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. I've not watched his videos. I'm sorry. He set the Guinness record for the fastest time to drink a liter of soda using Mountain Dew. and that time was 6.8 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like I would be belching forever after that.
My body physically reacted to that. Okay.
But yeah, it is very popular. Mountain Dew is a $9 billion global brand. It is apparently the number one soft drink sold in single servings and is thus purchased with the highest frequency of any soft drink.
Wow. Listeners, I really hope you write in about this because people do have a love for it. They have a passion for it. And it's almost ironic in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
But in some cases, it's not. Like, in some cases, it's a genuine, I just love this thing that's really making fun of itself almost.
Yeah. Yeah. It is that strange brand of like earnest goofiness.
Yeah.
That can be enjoyed earnestly or ironically. And there's a lot of, you know, conversation to be had here about the soda industry in general and the health concerns around that have really been pressed upon us in recent years, and the sort of backlash against that in terms of like, man, let me enjoy one thing. Let me have a vice that's soda pop. Come on, man.
Right.
and a lot of conversation about that. And we are going, I did not know the history of this brand. And I am so excited to get into it with y'all. And we are going to do that as soon as we get back from a quick break for a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, so again, see our episodes on soda, various types of soda, other beverages as well. Maybe even sundaes.
Oh, yeah. Lemonade, maybe. Yeah.
Lemonade. Mm. That's a mm-hmm. good one.
But yeah, yes. Sundaes definitely ties in. Share the whole soda fountain feel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So, all right. Mountain Dew was invented in the 1940s by Knoxville residents and sons of German immigrants Barney and Ollie Hartman. The story goes that in the wake of World War I, they managed an orange crush bottling plant in Augusta, Georgia. And after work, they liked enjoying a drink, particularly Old Taylor Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, that they would then mix with something called Natural Setup, which was a carbonated lemon-lime drink similar to Sprite, from what I've read. And a lot of the advertising for this drink called it very healthful. That was a sort of rabbit hole that I went down that didn't really pan out to too much. But yeah, they called it healthful.
Yeah, that was a pretty common thing to say about, well, basically anything at the time. But we were yeah. still going through the period where carbonated drinks were associated with healthfulness.
Yes. Okay, so in 1932, the plant that these brothers were working at went bankrupt, and they moved on to manage this plant in Knoxville, but they diversified because they didn't want the same thing to happen again. For instance, once Prohibition ended in 1934, they started selling beer, but they also were selling things like Pepsi, and they branded themselves the Hartman Beverage Company. Problem, though. They couldn't get a hold of their favorite mixer, Natural Setup. Knoxville didn't sell it, so they decided to make their own version. To that end, and I love this, they reached out to William Henry Billy Jones, the master flavor mixer of the Tip Corporation, for help in creating a carbonated, non-alcoholic drink that would lend itself to being a mixer. I love that they were like, we want this. Let's reach out to somebody.
Yeah, let's find someone in the industry who can make this happen. Let's go.
Yes. So on occasion, they would bottle some samples of what they called personal setup for themselves and those in their circles. And this was a clear lemon lime flavored drink similar to 7-Up or Sprite. And the joke was that it was as good as Mountain Dew because when it was used as a mixer, the resulting drink tasted as good as moonshine.
Mountain Dew being a synonym for moonshine in many Tennessee and other Appalachian area circles.
Yes, which we'll get into more later legally. That being said, though, they were not the first at all to create a Dew beverage out of Knoxville, even. At least two decades earlier, Max Licht, an immigrant out of Hungary, sold barrel-shaped bottles of what he called Dew. For a nickel, people could purchase 8-ounce bottles of all kinds of flavors, including Mountain Dew, which was, quote, sparkling white pure lemon. Sounds pretty similar. To me. But anyway, the Hartman brothers debuted green bottles of Mountain Dew at a Gatlinburg bottling convention, and their labels were truly striking. They depicted a man barefoot in overalls, toting a rifle and a jug of moonshine. The design was done by the Hartman's neighbor, who was just in high school at the time, and it implied that basically they were brewing Mountain Dew, like moonshine. They were brewing this drink. And they really leaned into that, adopting slogans like, it'll tickle your innards, and yahoo! A later label showed the hillbilly character who was called Grandpappy shooting at a government official, I believe, who was looking into them making moonshine.
Yeah, yeah, that was the clear, yeah.
Yes, definitely. However, people weren't really into the flavor. The Tri-City Beverage Company stepped in. They were big fans of the imagery and of the bottles. And the company tapped Billy Jones again to change the formula into something that was more of a sparkling, citrusy lemonade with more sugar and caffeine. They called this a Tri-City Lemonade, and they decided to put it into the Mountain Dew bottles, this thing that they love so much of the branding, and rebrand the name as the New Mountain Dew in 1960. And it was a huge hit. It was doing so well that Pepsi purchased it in 1964. They loved what they called the, quote, frankly hillbilly appeal.
Wow.
Yeah. At Pepsi Cola's bottling convention in New York that same year, they built a hillbilly cabin where they offered samples of what they called Mountain Elixir Mountain Dew.
Yeah, this was a whole thing. Like, apparently the server on hand at this hillbilly cabin was, you know, some actor vaguely in character as Miss Daisy May. There was a commercial, like an animated commercial for the soda in 1966 with a guy on a banjo and he was singing in this like vaguely hillbilly manner. One of the lines is, "Sure as shooting, there's a bang in every bottle." there was a bit of a trend mid-century celebrating, like at once celebrating and mocking, like the down-home independence and folksiness of rural mountain populations in America, like people up in the Ozarks or the Appalachians. Like, consider the sitcom The Beverly Hillbillies, which debuted 2 years before Pepsi bought this brand in 1962. Green Acres would come out in 1965. It was kind of a thing, kind of a weird, classist, slightly racist thing.
Yeah. And it did kind of go away. Pepsi did away with much of this hillbilly imagery in the 1970s, but they kept the bare feet with a campaign targeted towards teens in the city with the slogan, "Get that barefoot feeling." I understand vaguely what they were trying to do, but as someone coming from like my time,
the future, yeah,
this feels kind of hilarious and very strange to me.
Right. Like drink this country drink, urban teens, in order to be a better hippie. I'm not, get more in touch with nature.
It kind of felt like, hey kids, you're in the city, drink this and you'll become one with nature.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's exactly what they were trying to do, but that is definitely not the last time that they went for a youth demographic, mm-hmm. I will say. In the 1990s, Mountain Dew branding went hard. And I mean, like, for extreme sports. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for someone who grew up in this time not to do that voice when talking about Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. As see above in my... explanation of what it is. That's, yeah. Yep.
Yes. Their names and flavors became more bombastic. They were very in your face. Code Red, which is probably one of the most well-known ones, hit the shelves in 2001. And then in 2004, we got the unholy matrimony, JK, of Mountain Dew and Taco Bell.
Yep.
Yes, and they came together to create a flavor to be sold at Taco Bell's restaurants. And voila, this bluish-greenish flavor called Baja Blast was born.
Mm-hmm. It's like a slightly fruity lime flavor. Yeah.
And people loved it. They loved it. Again, it's hard to say ironically or earnestly, both perhaps, alongside their tacos or as a mixer in drinks. I read people like to mix it with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat comically, in my opinion, this seemed to spur Mountain Dew marketers to go after the gamer demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read about this, but they seem to be thinking, like, you need food and energy to fuel your gaming. Well, it's too much to make a cup of coffee. That's going to take time. You need the ease and convenience of Mountain Dew in a variety of interesting colors and flavors. And also names.
Yeah, yeah. There was a big push for like gamers are
they'll buy stuff.
Lazy people who like junk food. So let's just roll with that. That is again a stereotype and not a very kind one. But here we are.
Yeah, yeah. And to that end, they did start doing these promos and partnerships with game releases and also releasing flavors with these names like Voltage, very game-related. But they also partnered with other brands that might be in that realm that you're talking about, Lauren, of, you know, lazy gamer stereotype. Doritos. They partnered with Doritos. Originally, they tried to create this thing called Doritos, which was a Doritos-flavored Mountain Dew that was ultimately abandoned.
Yes.
But they came together again in 2020 for Mountain Dew-flavored Doritos, which I understand worked out better.
I can imagine that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess speaking of the gamer-related market, yeah, in 2013, they released their line of energy drinks called Kickstart, the concept being that they're healthier, they have less sugar, and the addition of fruit juice concentrate as flavorings, which is apparently one of PepsiCo's most successful product launches from that decade.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In 2015... PepsiCo came out with an offshoot craft soda. Craft sodas, this was kind of like in the swing of the craft cocktail and craft beer movement. There was a kind of craft soda movement around the same time. And so, yeah, so they came out with this craft soda called Mountain Dew Shine, which was a clear soda with citrus flavoring that came in glass bottles or a larger glass jug with good old Willie the Hillbilly on the packaging.
Good old Willie the Hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, PepsiCo got entangled in a legal battle with a moonshine distillery, Old Smoky, for their trademark application for Old Smoky Mountain Dew Moonshine.
Yeah, Old Smoky had filed this trademark application the previous year, 2015, in September, though... I had to look into this. Dew Shine had beat them by a few months. It was released in March of that year. And then Old Smoky filed their trademark application. I don't know if the two were related. I just needed to know for personal vindication which one had come first.
Absolutely. Old Smoky's founder argued that for a very long time, Mountain Dew had been a term used in moonshining since at least the 1920s, and that Mountain Dew was first used in the U.S. in an 1890 trademark for distilled spirits product.
Which is correct. That's absolutely the truth. That is the history of that term. And that is clearly what this brand was banking on when they named their product that. That is obviously what they were referencing. So, anyway.
Yeah, it did kind of crack me up when I was like, well, Mountain Dew, you leaned into that. Your whole product is kind of that, leaning into that moonshine history. Anyway, in 2019, KFC got their first, exclusive Mountain Dew flavor meant to pair well with their fried chicken, Sweet Lightning.
Mm-hmm. It's a honey peach flavor, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In 2021, PepsiCo did a mashup of two of their brands to produce a Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot soda. It's, paired with Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's apparently like a spicy citrus flavor soda. And That hard soda line was released in 2022. Yeah, it is a malt beverage. The current flavors are Classic, Baja, Livewire, and Watermelon.
Yeah. It's an interesting brand because I feel like when this news came out, everybody was talking about it, and it was, you know, in terms of Mountain Dew in your face again. So they definitely have a cultivated reputation.
Yeah, right. And I mean, like, in the cans of this hard soda look like the packaging of like Axe body spray or like Old Bay, yeah. Maybe like the new like bro-y Old Bay packaging.
Right.
It is fascinating to me. And right, like I was telling Annie before we started recording, like I have up on my other screen this essay on eater.com from one Sarah Bard, B-A-I-R-D, about how you know she's from Appalachia. She loves Mountain Dew in this very nostalgic, earnest kind of way, and how people have judged her for it, how she has felt shame about it. And talking about the sort of public moral down your nose lookiness. There's a better word for it than that, but y'all know what I mean. When it comes to health and that sodas, very in particular, have been tied up in over the past couple decades. And, you know, like how dare you, a person of education, consume something so frivolous and furthermore clearly unhealthy.
Right.
And it really does. It really does tie in to the entire history of this company and the judgment of classes and intelligence and what you consume. And I'm like, wowzers, PepsiCo, you're just going for that.
Yep. Once again, there's so much to be learned from what you think is just the in-your-face, for me, the in-your-face 90s drink. I was like, yeah. But there's so much more to it and to be learned from it. So, yeah. Oh, listeners, please, if you have any thoughts.
Stories. If you can quote wholly that whole like I attack the darkness. Is there any more Mountain Dew? Like, if you know, you know. Yeah. Write in. Let us know.
There's a lot of if you know, you know in this one. Well, yes, please write in. But we do have some listener mail already for you.
We do. And we are going to get into that as soon as we get back from one more quick break for a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
And we're back with Listener. If you have not experienced a 90s commercial, I don't know what to tell you.
There's lots of like snowboarding.
like alternative rock music.
Yeah.
But like angrier.
Yeah, like heavy guitar.
Yes.
And like everyone's hair was like just sticking straight up.
Right.
Yeah.
Highlights probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, for me, very specifically, my Mountain Dew experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Connie wrote, I just listened to your anniversary show, and you seemed amazed at the folks in bars that helped you when you arrived at a new place. Well, I have to tell you that this is a thing. We lived full-time in an RV for 8 years traveling the U.S. and Canada. Our pattern of traveling was to plot out a route for each summer. We spent winters in Florida, and we would spend about 5 to 7 days in each location and travel up to 150-mile radius to see things. The first night, we would almost always go to a bar or local restaurant and eat at the bar. We'd strike up conversations with locals and ask what we absolutely had to do, see, eat in the area. We found so many cool places that way that aren't in any guidebooks. This is definitely a recommended way to quickly find the best places in any area you are visiting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true because there's a difference between what is getting promoted, what you can look up online, and just what people are doing.
Oh, absolutely.
In that area.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And right. And like the right person you strike up that conversation with knows and is so excited to share that information with you.
Yes. And I love it. I love when they are like, you have to get, not only do they tell you where to go,
mm-hmm.
they know their name of the person who works there.
Uh-huh.
They're like, okay, and you have to get this dish and also this drink. Like, they have such specific
mm-hmm.
memories and thoughts and opinions about it. And it's so lovely. we really, like, on so many of our trips, somebody will be interviewing at the end, will say, where are you going after this? And we'll be like, oh, and they would be, here's where you go.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you get.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to here. Trust me.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Don't ask questions. Just leave now.
And we did. We were like, all right.
All right. Done.
Absolutely. And it worked out. It's great.
Always trust the locals over the internet, mm-hmm. which is, I know, is terrifying advice in a certain way. But
yes,
if you can,
the internet's like there for you. But
yeah.
if you can get the locals,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Arik wrote. Love listener mail and episodes of listener mail. I really enjoy hearing the diversity of the listeners, the experiences, the memories, the recipes, the cage matches with Charles E. Fromage. It is always fun to hear how a food or ingredient can be used in so many different ways or evoke such comfort. Food is definitely a great uniter. More food, less hate and fighting. I don't know if you ever watched Not Another Cooking Show on YouTube, but I highly recommend it. He's almost always wearing the shirt, Hate Less, Cook More. I think that sounds like a good motto to live out. Lingonberries are definitely interesting. I've had a couple of different preparations, both sweet and tart, something you should try when you can. I found that if you get a slightly sweet one and pair it up with some bold sausage or other meat, it does give a little pop to the food. A bit of spicy sausage with a little dab of the jam or chutney is just difficult to describe. Chili crisp is another great condiment. It works on a lot of dishes to add that burst of flavor or some different texture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Annie just like went to dreamland for a second there.
I did. That was
that palpable silence.
Just pondering. Oh my gosh. Yes. We love the listener mail episodes, and we love when you listeners interact with each other.
Oh yeah.
And answer each other. That's like one of the best things. So please keep that up. Yes. Chuck E. Cheese. Also give me calls. also gives pause. I can't wait to hear. I hope more listeners write in about Chuck E. Cheese in Australia.
Yeah, I'm so curious about how that goes over. I mean, I guess I'm curious about how it goes over here too.
Yeah.
I'm just
anywhere.
Yeah. It's just a very curious phenomenon to me. Yeah.
It is.
But absolutely food is a uniter. And yeah, hate less, cook more is ACE's slogan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks so much to these listeners for writing in. If you would like to write to us, you can. Our email is hello@saverpod.com.
We are also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @SaverPod. And we do hope to hear from you. Savor is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.